And
welcome to the Socially Intoxicated Awareness Podcast, take two. Hi, Toby, is your internet working?
My internet is working. What isn't working is your mic. Jesus.
That wasn't my mic. These guys told me that my mic wasn't working.
Yeah, well, whatever you're using, you're incredibly soft. Your voice is as soft as a baby's button.
You know what?
As soft as a daffodil floating upon the river.
You might have like auto gain compensation on or something. In such a way that your music playing is decreasing the volume of your mic? I don't know.
Yeah, but then it would reset to normal volume as he continues talking. No.
None?
I mean, I can hear you say something. It's very soft.
What the fuck?
Anyways, we are joined tonight by two lovely guests from the city of Maastricht who have come here to tell us a bit about an exciting event happening in Maastricht, because they are here to talk about the founding of an esports association within this historic city. And without further ado, I will pass it on to Jules and Thomas to introduce themselves and their ideas to us.
Yeah, so hi, my name is Jules. I am the treasurer now of MSCA Brighton, which is the name of the esports associations. And I am very happy to be here.
Do you guys have microphones? And just like that, you've been introduced to one of the inside jokes that of the gaming community. I'm Thomas. I might be the hottest person in the new board of the Esports Association.
Oh, you certainly are. Seeing the camera feeds here right now?
Yeah, I mean, I can't deny it.
Yeah, that is, of course, because I'm sitting in a four-story building right under the roof, and I've even lowered my fan here so you guys have less background noise. So I'm very excited to be here, and yeah, really proud to let the world know that we're now having or founding the first esports association of Maastricht University.
And that's an interesting keyword, right? The first. This is something that's never been done before. With esport on the rise, you'd think Maastricht would be a bit quicker on the up. But it took you guys to come along to make the decision for him. So could you tell us a bit about that? Why now? What changed?
Really great question. Like for me, I was just there and hopped on the opportunity. I've been studying in Bonn and then switched to Maastricht this year. So I'm a first year Maastricht University student. And I'm not sure why the Maastricht guys were not on this train earlier. I think many other universities in the Netherlands have esports associations, quite successful ones, actually. So we're a bit late to the party, but still we're now here and the stars have aligned. But yeah, maybe Jules, do you have more insights why you guys are now on the spot?
So I think you can kind of attribute it to the whole corona pandemic, because I mean I always used to game here, and so just to let you know, two of the other members on the board are very good friends of mine, Juliana and Bart. I believe you've had Juliana on the podcast
both of them. We had Bart on for the MMB and Juliana for Gag Calls.
Yeah, so they're both also on the board. Bart is president and Juliana is the secretary. And it kind of started when Corona started. I started gaming a lot more, and to kind of, I think for all of us, we compensated for a lack of real social contact with just more collaborative gaming, which is also why I started playing League of Legends. And then all of us playing League of Legends together kind of led to the Maastricht Money Boys. And then we realized that competitive esports is actually, even though we're not playing on a very high level, it's just, yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know, just a very fun community driven kind of event. And then we saw that all these different Dutch universities have their own esports teams, which play in like a lot higher rank, like top of the rank university leagues. And then we thought, like, why not? Because there's nothing here. But there's no gaming association ready. I think was it the data science department? I think I've had kind of something. But yeah, And it's not like there's any lack of people who play video games in Maastricht compared to other cities. So,
yeah, that's the
well.
Funny
on that
thing,
note, right? On that note, I wanted to quickly ask: A, do you hear me better?
A lot better.
Yeah. Okay, the microphone volume is now times two. So hopefully that solves all my future problems with this. Thanks for the advice, listeners. If you ever have an issue with your microphone, check the device and audio settings in Zoom. B, coming back, you mentioned you're starting an association. Well, that's fucking huge. So. Just a general question, in the Netherlands, are there student associations focused on gaming already with other schools, or are you really pioneering this in this country?
No, there's a lot of very large ones. I mean, I think they kind of started around mostly the technical universities, like Delft, Twente, places like that. And they kind of, yeah, they grew quite large because, I mean, a lot of people want to play games and a lot of people are interested. So no, we're not national pioneers. We're just
regional
local
pioneers.
Yeah. I guess regional. Yeah. We are the one university in the region. Right?
Yeah, you're bringing Limburg, you know, really to the forefront of technology here.
Well, fun fact for our viewership, you know how some people always bitch about it not being called Holland, but the Netherlands? One of the reasons that's the case is for Limburg, the region we're talking about here. Well, then I would like to present my daily drink by cheersing you on your continued and started success. I'm drinking a Guinness Hop House Lager number 13 to your future.
Yes, I have no beer because I drank two beers on a terrace this afternoon and got really tired because it's 34 degrees here or something.
Yep. I'm sitting inside with my curtains drawn because I cannot endure the sun anymore.
At least you have curtains.
Yeah, I get that.
Hey man, you have a fan.
I'm on my fourth t-shirt today already.
Oh man. Yeah, the funny thing is, right, so I've never been huge into like online gaming, but I've always been friends with people who have been and who enjoyed a lot. And then, you know, League of Legends, I always stayed away from because I was thinking it was pretty toxic play, actually. But then seeing you guys get into it and seeing how much also in UM goes on about it, right, just never organized. There was like the UMC tournament, for example, or UCM tournament. All these sort of things, they've always been going. It's just no one's been taking charge of it in Maastricht, which is... In my underground, exactly. You know, the illegal League of Legends fight pits. But yeah, then, you know, here along come you. Now there to bring it all under one big umbrella of hopefully non-toxic gaming.
Hopefully. Hopefully we have the authority to boot out toxic members.
Can we do that? You write the rules, right?
We do technically, us and a notary write the rules.
Okay, interesting. And how does that, how will that proceed? What does the future look like in that sense? Have you done that already? Is that coming right now? Is that going to be built? What are the next steps?
Yeah, so we just met with the notary and basically prepared all the necessary documents for founding the association. I think the next step is going to the Chamber of Commerce and registering there as an association. And then I think it's just about getting new members.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once we have the, once we're in the, yeah, registered in a note at the KVK, the, yeah, Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
That's the one. Then we can also make our own house rules, but they're not officially linked to the statutes, but it's a lot easier to change things in like your own policies rather than asking a notary and paying a notary every time to change it with them.
And this might also like relate back to the question you had earlier, why has this not been done before, because there were teams competing in Maastricht. I think it's just because there are some like regulatory hurdles that you have to take when founding an association, and you do, or at least for us, I think we needed the support of MUST that we could found this, and they support us with all the necessary documents. They have good contacts to the notary, who has like done this several hundreds of times. And they really helped us in setting this up. So that's probably also a reason why no one has done this before in Maastricht, just because there is a lot of work involved, which you don't think about when founding an association. You think it's like, you just need a group of people who have the same interest and then get going, compete, and maybe acquire new members. But it's there are a lot more steps to this.
Yeah, but you're taking them now, right? And all four, and to come back to it, all to gather some new members. So I've heard through the grapevine that we might be able to expect some, you know, rather positive things if you become a member of your association for gaming. Is that something you can talk about?
The perks.
Hey, what have our board members, or what has been promised to you here?
15K a week salary, the newest gaming PCs, chair, drink sponsorships, jerseys with my own name on the back, as well as training suits. I just read that. That's what Delft gives their students.
Of course, we're giving you more benefits than Delft, so... it's probably around 20K they can expect from us, but
people are going to sign up, man. Free tuition.
Mind you, that is membership, right? You pay that. just me.
But yeah, so we're trying to organize it kind of on three different fronts. So obviously, because we're registered with MUST, we are an official sports association and esports association. So part of it will be competition. Sports association works, you know, like weekly trainings for tournaments and scrims against other university teams. And then obviously taking part in competitions, for example, the DCL, the Dutch College League, which has the Premier League, which is the top university league. So kind of offering a chance to compete against other university. Other universities, like you would in any sports association. But then we also want to have a more social side to it. So, casual side to it.
That side.
I mean, partially. So we have some casual gaming. So, you know, like a lot of board games we're hoping to do, maybe some,
some D&D?
Tabletop board games, D&D. You know, just casual stuff also, like Minecraft, things like that.
Mario Kart Wii, I want to throw that in there.
Mario Kart Wii would be nice.
Oh yeah, Mario Kart would be so...
Then I'll be able to like let myself be seen there.
And then obviously the third side, because we are a university association, is the social side. So parties, drinking, etc.
Viewing parties for all of the esports events that are taking place.
Yeah, which, in my opinion, this is where you guys have such a strength, right? If you can combine this, so many people, A, play casually, and so many people play competitively without knowing it. If you can combine this with just having a good time, you know, combine it with MUST, combine it with yourselves, and have, like, parties where you can game at the site, you know, Mario Kart Wii, all these sort of things. How awesome is that, you know?
Dude, yeah, you're going to be the hotspot. You're going to attract all gaming talk and people in that sense, which gets you the best talent. I had a couple questions. One, in terms of the one big sporting event that was always mentioned when I was studying in Maastricht, was the King's Cup, which was a variety of sports. Would your association, as you're seen as a sports organization, would that tie into events like that possibly? Obviously, you probably don't know that right now, but to that extent, we're big. Like, I know you have the College League, but you know, those I think are a little bit different in terms of how a weekend is structured.
I don't know. I have never actually heard of the King's Cup.
Oh, really?
As an event.
Maybe it's an SBE thing. I don't know.
Do you want to explain?
Well, essentially, it's a fuck ton of schools, also outside of the Netherlands, in NIV as well, Germany. They all drive to wherever, and it was in Maastricht a few years ago, and all they do is get completely shit-faced, party with the other schools. And I don't know if any of you played soccer growing up, but when you were like 12 and you'd go to a weekend and play a tournament there that weekend, it would be like a party the whole weekend. as a 12-year-old. Well, it's that for students with a lot of booze and drugs. And but they compete various sports categories, basketball, soccer, hockey. I don't know how many it is. I just thought maybe that's something where it'd be really interesting to also then, and because gaming is done virtually a lot, it would give you a chance to actually meet some other peers.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. If they have an esports category, that we would be there in a flash.
I think that's a good point. But that depends a lot of how sort of esports is perceived in the public. So just by coincidence, right now in my hometown in Germany, the local sort of soccer club is thinking about creating a new sort of esports sub association there. And the question, or why it might fail, is actually just because that esports, or that because of legal issues, that esports is not actually sports yet. And then associations might lose their privileges when it comes to communal activities, and because they're basically a communal association, and they're monetary benefits. So that might be also a good thing to start, trying to get us into this King's Cup. Because then also the public perception of esports might be, we could positively influence that.
Absolutely. It changes the perception. And I mean, honestly, if chess is sports, esports is sports. That's the way I view it.
Totally agree. Yeah.
And I mean, the interesting thing is, again, I was never really interested in League of Legends, but I've had a whale of a time watching it, you know? To the point where I sat down the other day and I saw that I was going to watch something else on Twitch and it was on. So, you know, I watched the game. I completely forgot what was going on or even what it was. But this is incredibly fun, you know, when you have people involved with it. And if it's a place where, you know, people that you know and like can express themselves, what a wonderful thing, you know, to kind of bring into the forefront of people's minds.
Yeah, what we've been trying to do as well is... I mean, you mentioned it earlier, the reason why you avoided League of Legends and kind of ties into Thomas's point as well is that a lot of competitive online games are seen as inherently toxic with just a bad community behind them. Just not a fun place to be. So we're trying to, show the competitive side where, you know, kind of it's not like that. It's like any other sports association. You're not playing against random people, you know, you're playing with your team, you've got a community behind you, and you can just have fun instead of being angry all the time at games, which is usually what happens.
Good example of such toxic community is all European online servers for Rocket League. I don't know if you ever played it, but...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jesus. Hey, we met that one streamer that one time, though.
Yeah, but... Yeah, but, that was an exception. Also, he was streaming us and, getting pissed off about us on the stream, which was funny.
What's incredible with Rocket League is how much you can trash talk without actually... With just the commands. You don't even have to speak.
Yeah, because sarcasm kicks ass, right? If someone fucks it up, you go, what a save. You write it a million times. It's great. But if you play on American servers, people are fairly chill and friendly. And the moment you get to Europe and you do one mistake, you get cussed the fuck out. It's crazy, man. You really gotta take a step back, and it makes it a lot less attractive. My next question, or one of my questions, I have a billion, was gonna be, you're obviously both into gaming. How did you get into wanting to occasionally play a video game to, I want to do this competitively with a set team, etc. So this is not more about this association, but more your personal stories behind it and getting to this point.
So yeah, Jules, I think you already mentioned that, you started gaming more and more during Corona. So for me, I'm probably not the most competitive guy in the association, which is probably also one of the things that is unique to us, or I'm not sure if we're unique in that sense, but what is special about us is that we, when founding this association, like, people were coming from all sorts of different angles, like, to esports. Some just wanted to have fun, some wanted to meet people. Some have the competitive aspect in mind when joining this association. But for me, it was like, just the community, because I've had actually quite positive experiences when gaming. Of course, the occasional troll and such happens in games. But overall, my experience was quite positive. And I've just been so interested in the whole topic. I've written my, I've managed to write a bachelor's thesis on esports. So,
oh, that's cool.
Dude, it's a huge upcoming field. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Agree. I'm trying to sort of tie all of these things in from the things that I like from my hobbies into other fields. And just being there can help you sometimes, basically.
What makes it really great with this association is that you're doing it in three steps for three different kinds of interests, essentially, right? You don't have to have all three interests to be part of your association. Yep. All you need to do is have one of them. If you want to socialize, take part in watch parties for big tournaments or et cetera, or you want to competitively, like, properly lead the team to success, whatever it is, that's really cool. And I think you're going to be super successful with that. So the last thing I wanted to ask you in terms of getting the MAST support was what was the, like, the thing you had to, what was the, your main argument to convince them that this is good, or that they got them on your side, or I may have missed this at the beginning, I'm not sure.
Well, what was really funny actually was that so after the Maastricht Money Boys, Bart, Juliana, and I kind of were talking, and our other friend Thijs, we were kind of talking, and we're like, hey, starting an esports association sounds like a lot of fun, and it seems like something which is missing in Maastricht. So then we began, you know, we started the Discord server, we started getting a website going, we tried to look at other esports associations in Maastricht and how they work. All that so that we could bring something towards MUST and have like a convincing argument, you know, like why this is required in Maastricht. And the day, like maybe a few days before we were going to send them an email to ask for a meeting, MUST sends out an email like, hey, we're looking to start an esports team for MUST. So then we just jumped on that chance. And that's how we met Thomas and our other members and board members, was because a lot of other people who are outside from us were also emailed back. And then we kind of had some meetings and yeah.
Kind so in the there. End, it was just sheer numbers that convinced MUST to found this association.
There's obviously demand here.
Yeah. I think actually it was started by one medicine student who emailed MUST like, hey, we should have an esports association. And they were like, yeah, that seems like a pretty good idea. And he doesn't even want to be a member of the association anymore.
Well,
if I recall correctly.
I think I might know the medicine student you're talking about. And to be fair enough. But what a fun kind of situation of like, you know what? I'm going to kick this snowball down a hill and then I'll just see where it goes from somewhere else.
I think there was that Luke? Jules?
Luke, I think so.
I think he plays Rocket League as well, so.
Oh, I'm not any good. I just enjoy it. It's fun.
Which is plenty of reason to join.
Yeah, it's FIFA with a new element. So, I don't know, maybe I will join, but you only take students from Maastricht, so I'm out.
It's the one episode of Top Gear where they play football with cars.
Literally, that's why I love the game. That's why I like the game. And I imagine it to be that way every time.
Oh, speaking of loving the game and Top Gear, you guys mentioned you're going to have a casual side. And then you mentioned Minecraft as a casual online game. Man, competitive Minecraft is mad. Like that's hundreds of thousands. There's so much. There's parkour tournaments. There's what's it called? Hunger Game tournaments. There's building competitions, you know. Speed running is huge. Man, don't underestimate Minecraft.
But isn't all of Fortnite a Hunger Games tournament? Like, isn't every, like, isn't Fortnite Hunger Games?
Isn't Fortnite Minecraft?
As PUBG.
I mean, Minecraft Hunger Games and Fortnite are similar-ish, but...
But I think DayZ started the genre with Battle Royales.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure Hunger Games came after that on Minecraft. But I'd have to check back.
Yeah, I mean, the genre of the idea, you know, that's been around for ages. Like, hey, how about we put 20 people in an arena which gets progressively smaller and they have to kill each other? You know, that's not new. It
sounds like a pretty good idea.
You know, like the Roman Empire is built on it. In that sense, Caesar was the first esports player, I guess.
I mean, he won it big.
He did win it big.
Like then and then lost it all.
Yeah, you just didn't win it virtually. You won it physically. And that was the issue back then. It was too real.
Awesome.
But yeah, I also want to mention, just because we've mentioned a lot of League of Legends and now we're mentioning other games, that we're trying to, you know, broaden ourselves not only to League of Legends, but we're looking at some other games. For the moment, we're looking at CSGO and Rocket League, at least competitively. And I think we don't want to stretch ourselves out too thin, because obviously we're not quite sure of the response and what membership we're going to get. So that's kind of our starting point. So League of Legends, CSGO, Rocket League. And then we're going to, if there's interest and if there's members, then we'll expand to hopefully other competitive games as well.
Yeah. You know, I think the beautiful thing you have going, and you mentioned it very early on, you can have a competitive side and you can have a casual side, you know? And you can join for both. You know, you can join to just have a place to hang out with new people and expand your gaming horizon, and you can join to, you know, become the best there ever was, and, you know, defend Maastricht's honor in the Dutch College League, whatever it was called. You know, I think you have both. But I think, considering the time a bit, what would be lovely to hear is where people can find you, and if there's any plans for income 2021. Rough plans, obviously. But because that's been confirmed to be in person just the other day. You know, if you want to hit people with your big parties or your ideas, hit them now.
In-person income, guys, this is your chance. Here we go. Pitch of the year.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't met yet to discuss exact income plans. But
No. We have huge plans, guys.
Exactly.
Everyone, sorry, Stan.
Thomas gets it, man.
Blow your minds. Like, we, of course, we'll be at income, right? So that's no question. We will probably do something that even Scott would enjoy. So maybe we can bring some Nintendo Switches there and start a little Mario Kart.
Don't drink and drive.
There. No, of course.
That's the perfect way.
Yeah.
You know, I've been hearing people call it Beerio Kart recently. Sorry.
I've also had Beerio Kart, yeah.
That is
not as interesting as their topic.
But yeah, we're also trying to maybe get a League of Legends 1v1, like a smallish tournament going with a little prize on the end of that. Maybe a little LAN party as well. Or just normal
viewing
party.
Parties, of course, too.
Yes, but for income, they will be drinking.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say...
That should be a given in a student system.
Yeah.
This all sounds lovely. What I was fishing for was the gaming-enhanced house parties.
I mean, of course, there will be. It should happen.
You can probably come up with some very, very hilarious sort of co-op games, even when combined with drinking. Like, I imagine, like, Mario Kart, two persons holding one controller, one controlling, like, the items and stuff, one the drift button, the other
that's like, a really cool
idea. Oh, that's a really cool idea.
With the nunchuck, if you have a nunchuck too, at the little banana,
put a third person in there for drinking and then it rotates.
It's like the kind of race where you both have your legs taped together. But Mario Kart, exactly.
Oh, that'd be sick.
There's a lot of good elements to Mario Kart.
You could also do that with Smash. That'd be awesome.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be good. So, income, it's all about recruiting. It's all about spreading the word. It's all about getting as many people as possible to sign up. or is there a limit?
No, I mean, I think the sky's the limit, you know? We're trying to get as many people as we can. And then, obviously, the more people we have, the more budget we have, and the more fun we can have. So, yeah.
And I think also another great thing about the being a new association is that people who join can still sort of influence the trajectory of the association. So if there's someone at Income who thinks, hey, I would love to join, but my game is not, they're not playing my games, there's no team yet for it, just hit us up. Like we're always open to new games, also casual things. So yeah, you really have sort of influence on the association if you join, which I think is great.
That's really cool. The last thing I would ask, and I don't know if you said this at the very beginning, are members going to be facing a monthly fee of sorts to be part? Is that settled yet? Is that something that will still be announced?
There will be a fee. We haven't decided on the fee.
It will be high.
Also considering the time, what a place to end on.
Also, I mean, same as every sports association, if you're in Maastricht, you have to get your UM Sports membership, and then the sports version of that membership. And then you have, then there'll be an additional fee for our association.
Which, mind you, included in that fee is complete access to a 24-hour gym, is access to other sports associations, is access to things such as Try 5, which is you try out 5 different sports.
Yes.
You know, so it's not like this is an empty fee just to finance these guys' bank accounts, you know? This is pretty much you paying them so that they can pay for your privileges.
Exactly.
Sounds like a very good summary. Do you want to, last but not least, in the last minute, do you want to quickly explain why it's called what it's called? Because I can't pronounce it because there was a Dutch part in there. Why is your association called Schiblehe? And what is the backstory?
Jules, go.
It is, the name was, someone came up with it. I think Bart's dad came up with it. It is a play on the Dutch word for pirates, Pirate, except we switched 2 letters, which makes it Behetan now. It's just
that
pirates.
Means...
We're pirates.
They're okay. Pirates. They pirated their name.
Ah, okay.
From the word pirate.
I get it. That's a really good one. All right, the pirateers.
All right. With that, thank you very much for coming on. This might cut out any second. It was a pleasure seeing you. And I'm sure we'll hear from each other and from you quite a bit.